And welcome to another episode of Song and a Chat with your host, Pete Pascoe. That'll be me. This episode, we're going to look at a song called Count on Love. And it's a piece that I've released as a solo piano piece, but never sort of done anything with the lyrics. I've always sort of sat there. And where does a song come from? That's what the podcast is all about. All right, here we go. Now, the podcast where I endeavour to put you in the shoes of a songwriter. Let you know how it feels and let the song lead the way and see where we end up. It's been an interesting bunch of episodes so far. Thoroughly enjoyable. Hope you're having a good week. Just like to say, if you're following me along here, it is wonderful to be beaming out of Melbourne and being listened to around the world. It is really cool. It's international language, really, isn't it? Music, isn't it brilliant? So lucky. Great to be involved with it, fully in the arts, I can tell you that. Just picked up a book here. Not my songbook for a change. This is a diary. And I was about to come out to the studio, and a little voice said, "Hey, you know when you cleaned up that desk the other day and that diary fell out. When you open it now and see where it opened." So I opened it up and here we were, 11th of May, and took me straight back. This is just before we were about to shift house a few years back, had to shift unexpectedly. And here's what I wrote. Started packing the studio. Bit sad and reflective, but okay. Would've been better if there'd been a garage for storage as well. There was a lot of stuff in that studio, I can tell you. Took the sheet music out of the seat, closed the lid for the last time on our old piano. It's off to a new home. Tell the person to contact us if they're ever going to sell it. I've written a heap of songs on it. It's been great. Sad to see it go now. Well, someone else will enjoy it more. It'll be fantastic with that action all fixed and actually tuned, but I'd never been able to afford to even fixing it. It was like a couple of grand or something. And have it tuned, I'll really miss it. I look forward to the next piano in my life, arriving in June. It's got a walnut case. I think it's a nice piano. I was going back a few years, and the new piano did come into my life. And yes, it's walnut, and yes, there's plenty of songs in it. Sure, I miss the old one. As a songwriter, we miss our instruments. You know, given the choice, I wouldn't sell pianos, but look, it was just that the time was right. So what I did then was I looked back to the song to see when a song was written at the same time, and the one that came up was Count on Love. It was just before we moved out, so I must have been feeling fairly mellow. No great surprise, I suppose. It's a strange thing leaving your home that you've been in for a wee while, isn't it? You know, you sort of, lots of memories all around and you feel, kind of weird. Anyway, does that put you in the picture? That is exactly the things I was feeling and when I wrote Count on Love. So I think it's time to give it a go. Why don't we do that? Here we go. Count on Love, rolling.
It's true, we're free if we choose to be, but we find ourselves in islands of misery, of blue. If we follow new horizons, we cease to be lost. It's a distant memory. It's gone, and it costs you nothing when you pass it on. And this thought that helps us so to rise. feel lost, you can always count on love. When we can do what's free, then you find this happiness will follow naturally. Then we'll follow through this mystery we cease to be. Will it cost you nothing when you pass it on? And I thought I'd share it in this quiet song. Whenever you feel lost, you can always count on love. Always count on love.
All right, there you go, Count on Love. Hope you enjoyed that. I did. It was an interesting experience diving in there and having a go at singing it. When I first recorded this song, it's out on the album called Peace. It plays for an hour. It's in a different key to this, but I hadn't sung it, as I said. So how I recorded it was like this. I'll just play a bit to give you the idea. So it goes on like that. So fairly reflective sort of piece. When it came to singing it, it felt a bit strange. I wasn't quite sure what I was doing in a couple of places. I had to start and stop and just sort of change the melody note a little bit here and there for the singer. I'm not sure whether this is a song for me to sing, and that's fine. But I'm glad I've given it some ear here on this podcast. Sort of suited the mood. You can imagine me sitting at the old piano thinking, it's sort of, yeah, it's sounding like, yeah, buy a piano, you've been really good. Just thinking about it, I'm all choked up. It's funny how us musicians, we get, we get attached to our instruments quite rightly. Eh? Okay, here we go. This is the part where I like to dive in and have a look at the lyrics and see what it comes up. So this was a piano sort of first. You know, wrote the music first and came up with the lyrics second. As a matter of fact, this was one of three songs that I wrote in, well, something ridiculous. I think it was about 20 minutes. And I wrote it specifically to be a song in the key of A. What I just played there was in a different key. I transposed it. But a couple of the others were pretty strong melodies from memory, and it surprised me, but, you know, there you go. And it was later on I started thinking about the lyrics. Count on Love came to me, and I sort of started winging some lyrics and writing them down, and here's what I came up with. It's true, we're free, if we choose to be, but we place ourselves on islands of misery, of blue dreams, and how it seems, if we follow new horizons through new mysteries, we'll cease to be lost. It's a distant memory, it's gone. Will it cost you nothing when you pass it on? And this thought, I thought this, it helps us all to rise above. Whenever you feel lost, you can always count on love. And with the words, yeah? When we can do what's free, then you find this happiness will follow naturally. Follow through the mystery, we can cease to be lost. Yeah. distant memory. I thought I'd write it in this quiet song. Whenever you feel lost, you can always count on love. So it's a fairly obvious, sorry, off the mic there, but obvious sort of a lyric, I guess, in a way. I thought the words read quite naturally then when I was speaking them. Not quite sure how naturally they sort of came across when I was singing it. It was a bit strange in a way. Maybe it's just melancholy. Maybe that was it. Different kind of song for some reason, yeah? Where did the words sort of come from? That feeling, for sure. All from Count on Love and just winging it and singing along with this piece of piano music that I had, as I said. So I had this. And where did this come from? Right, well, right, what I, like I said, sorry, also over the place of the English language this episode. I wanted a song in the key of A that was going to be good to play on the piano. I had in mind to teach with it. How about that? This is quite bizarre, isn't it? That combination of moving house and letting go of the piano, needing a song, and, you know, coming up with that riff. On reflection, I think it's quite a strong little sort of a riff, and it's the same repeating one, isn't it, with the bass of A, F sharp, and then it just sort of rolled on from there. Funny old game. The start. Alright, I'm thinking that's alright then. Normally, as I've been saying on these episodes, right then I'd stop and write it down. But as I said, it was three songs in a pretty ridiculously quick, small amount of time. And I just rolled on into the next bit, which was, then. I could hear it going up to there. As I did that bit, I realized, you know, that was going to be the chorus, yeah? And then I could hear it just ahead of time. I've mentioned this in the past. It's like I can hear an echo of it. I can hear where it needs to go. And it's combined with a theory, knowing what notes are going to go. What notes are going to go is this. So I needed to get up the top, so I went. And that bit, when I went, that was the bit that had me fooled. When I went to try and sing it, it just felt wrong. And I thought, I learned it in this, yeah, it's pretty high. So it came to me that I could sing a bit lower. And I thought, I'd write it in this quiet song. Instead of, you know, that, you'll get that. Ooh. Something like that. So you get that harmony running down. Because the actual melody itself. Which led to that, you know. Which was, I thought was a nice, strong little melody hook, not like the punchline, but the key line, I think, is that. And holding back in tempo the first time back into, and away we go, It was a very, you get the sense of peace coming through. It was incredibly peaceful writing this song, yeah. It was a nice, nice feeling often I don't talk too much about it, how it feels, but I'm supposed to let you know how it feels. Well, it feels great, of course. Sometimes it just feels like you're being carried along on a breeze. It feel like the just if I, in sailing terms, here you go, it was a very even, easy breeze. It felt like a cool summer sunset. The wind was behind me and I was just following the current, and away I went, if that's not too out there. But like, that's exactly how it felt. And then the second time, I went easily into this, that bit. Which became like the little tag unexpectedly, going into that minor chord there, you know? That la, and repeating that bum 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 to. So I think the melody is, I don't know, perhaps it's one of the better piano pieces I've written. I'm not sure. It's funny, we're our worst, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the artists are now, I think this would be the best one. You know, look at, really, man, I don't know about that. It's okay, but isn't this one over here better? And isn't it up to the listener? It really, really is. There is something about the album, A Piece, the piano album, that's streaming online. I'd love if you want to check that out. That's an hour of really relaxed music, particularly the second half. There's more sort of singles, if you were, sort of more concise piano pieces in the first half. In the second half, they're very concise, but there's sort of some improvised pieces, and it just sort of drifts away, and then whenever it's on repeat, it sort of comes around. So, look, I'm particularly enjoying that. Maybe that was some of the piece that was in my life at that particular time. Piece is interesting, isn't it, eh? I just picked up the diary again because it's in my mind. It's fascinating to me. I hope it is to you. What was I going to say? Yeah, but peace. Well, it wasn't particularly a peaceful time when we found out we had to move out. And just after I wrote this particular song, we got the news from the landlord. Oh no, gosh, we're renting, and we were so lucky to find this place. And here I've written here. I went around and checked out the new house again. The family room's bigger than I remember, and same with the studio. Ooh, quite a big room, really. Woohoo! Looking forward to the next chapter. Looking forward to some more music. And I tell you what, it's been great, the studio. It really has. And it brings me back to, moving the house. we had some big couches. And look, I just got a man with a truck to get some of the big stuff this time, right? Got rid of that. But there was still boxes and stuff. Man, we collected so many things, and borrowed this big trailer off for a friend, and the house we're in here now, I've been here for about 7 years or something, been lucky. It's got a little wiggle in the driveway, and it's up a hill, right? And I had done, I think, about 5 loads on this last night of shifting, and it had started in the morning, and I was just going flat out. And on the very last trip, and I've managed, quite proud of myself, because I managed to back the trailer up this driveway a few times. Well, this last time it was 3 in the morning. I had a plastic water tank full of some tropical fish tank water and fish in these plastic bags. It was the last trip, as I say, and the fish were last to come. It was 3:30 in the morning, and it started to pelt down with rain, and I was just losing the plot. And I tried like 5 times to get the car to back this trailer up the driveway, and in the end it jackknifed about halfway up, and that was it. Left it there. Got out. I mean, it was a bit of carting to do up the rest of the hill into the house, but I didn't care. I was over it. So I machined all these boxes in the house, and, you know, just running backwards and forwards in the rain. It was really good, I can tell you that. Got the fish tank sorted out, put the water in, put the fish in, and gratefully went to bed And I think I slept on the couch from memory for a few hours until after dawn and caught up with my wife, and we exchanged stories about, you know, what she'd been doing back in the house. And it's a fairly stressful thing, I'll tell you that. So the moments of peace at the piano, I can tell you, when they come along, I really, really enjoy them. In terms of songwriting, I did set myself that target of coming up with some songs and sort of see how they would be, that they came together fairly well. If I can think of it for the show notes, I'll write down, mention what the other two were that I wrote at the time, because all of them came up all right, and they just didn't feel like they'd been done by numbers. I just feel, it's one of those times, you know, just when you feel really, really in the zone, do you know what I mean? Whether you're, I don't know, whether you're baking a cake or maybe, I don't know, could be fixing a car. You know, these are things outside my area of expertise, I can tell you that. Just remembering the time I've told you this before probably, but fixing the car, I couldn't get into the car, and the man had come to change the battery, and he wasn't allowed to fix the bonnet that wasn't opening because it wasn't. He said, "When you fix that, come back and I'll fix your battery." I said, "Cross." So I had to really pull on the front of this grill to open up, pulled off the whole front of the grill off our old Volvo. The grill was on the ground, and my wife just came back and looked at me and said, "Right, so you opened it then?" Sure did. Not real good in the mechanical side of things, but I do like sitting at the piano. In fact, I'm in the mood now. Let's say I have transposed this song right down because of where I'm feeling tonight. It's fairly late at night. I've had a big day framing some new paintings, new prints actually. I've got some big prints happening. Pretty excited about that with the seascapes. And so I transposed the song down to where I thought it might be right. So now that the piano is transposed, it's an electric one, that is going to have the effect of playing lower notes than I would expect. So I'm going to see what's going to happen here. Just see if anything happens. Maybe there's something in that fairly somber piece again. So it's a mood thing. Here we go. If you come here looking for a songwriting tip, I think go with whatever mood you're in. It's taken me to some really interesting places creatively. I think fighting it is a mistake. I've got a couple of things there. Yes, you can. Music can is a powerful thing. If you can surprise yourself, you can kind of, if you're feeling a bit flat, you can absolutely cheer yourself up in that. But some of the places it's taken me have surprised me. Evening Hours, you want to check out that podcast. That was an interesting little riff, this one here. It sounds so wrong. Let me show you where that should be. Should be here. A bit different, eh? transposing the song. What does that mean? That means taking it down a pitch. Yeah, you can play a melody here or here or here. Yeah, higher or lower, depending on the singer, where you want it to be. And it has quite a major effect, I think, on the song as to where it, the pitch that it's sung at. I had this experience with Paul, actually, years ago in restaurants. You know, we'd pick out a song. Sometimes it was just really high. I thought, oh, we'll just transpose that down. And it didn't really quite work. It's interesting. Some songs just seem to like some keys. I just stopped the tape there and had another look back in the diary there. And some things that blew me away, one of the things was this. I went back to 2012 there, and I can't wait to, when I finish my tuition videos, my video courses, no wonder it's driving me nuts, I'm still working on them now, and it'll happen, you know. I have videoed my hand painting 5 acrylic paintings of seascapes, and I've got a lot of footage of my hands playing the piano. I want to teach the piano online, yeah, in the video course and that. And one of the things about the way I, here we go, the way I paint, I use a very limited palette of just a limited amount of colours, and at times I think it can be a bit of a strength. I just noticed in this song, Count on Love, there's really not that many colours. Colours as in the chords, you know, where I started off with that one, often followed with a minor below, and then just around, and we're back. And then that was the verse, and then the chorus was very similar, but instead of going there, I went here, and the same turn around. Interesting. And then the bridge, could hear a little run down, and then the same turn around. Fascinating. To that. And then the last time, but then the same thing, and we're back. Maybe that's what makes the song relaxing. They're just expected chords. And just floated along nicely. And one of the things I think that helped the song float along nicely was the melody. And sometimes when you isolate a melody, it doesn't really sort of stand out. But I'll just have a little look at this now. Does it work? Pretty straightforward. Then yeah. So I think that's one of the reasons I think this song sort of stands out a little bit for me. I think the melody stands alone just fine, and the chords just underpin it. And it was the melody that led me along. I remember when I was writing it on the piano, I could hear where it's going next. Weird, eh? All right, I think that's about enough for me. That give you a little bit of an idea about where Count on Love came from. I wonder where it's going to. Who knows? I'm glad I picked on it tonight and brought it out, brought the lyrics out. I mean, the music's well and truly out. There's sheet music online if you want to play it, available. And just one of, I think I've got about, I think, 15 songs up for sale at the moment online with piano pieces. And there's going to be hopefully 115 in a fairly short amount of time. Looking forward to that. It's all part of just where I'm at. It's sharing a whole lot of art and music online the last couple of 100 weeks. Been so much fun each week doing the podcast, loving it, doing the blog, sharing the paintings and the cartoons. There's plenty online. Check it out. I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing here each week. I'm enjoying doing it, that's for sure. Okay, that's for me. That's it for me. I am out of here. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Pete Pascoe, signing out. Bye-bye.
We cease to be lost. It's a distant memory. It's gone. Will it cost you nothing when you pass it on?